So let's review. The Gemara cites the Mishnah Masechtas Avos. Asara Nisim Nasu beBeis HaMikdash. 10 miracles occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, they are Lo Hipila Isha Mereach Basar HaKadosh. No woman ever miscarried from the scent of the meat of the Karbanos. Lo Hisriach Basar HaKadosh Me'ailim. The meat from Karbanos never spoiled. Lo Nira Zvuv Beis HaMitbachayim. A fly was never seen in the area where the slaughtered animals were prepared. The Kohen Gadol never had an emission on Yom Kippur. The grain for the following karbanos never became possible. The Yomer, the Lechem Apanim, and the Shteha Lechem. They would stand pressed together, but when there was time to bow, there was plenty of room. Rain never extinguished the fire on the Mizbeach. Vashan hamaracha, a fill of color ruches of be'olam boys from nashes boy, in mezizas oisim kaimai. The smoke from the mizbeach was never diverted from its stray column by any wind. Shivri klicheres nivloin b'mkayman, umerav a noitzer bedishin mizbeach apenimi bedishin hamanoira nivloin b'mkayman. The broken shards of pottery from vessels that were used to cook karbanos were absorbed into the ground. The crop and feathers from the bird oila and the ashes from the menorah and the trumas adeshen were also absorbed into the ground. Nes gadol hoya nasam lechem aponim. Silukai kisidurei shenema losam lechem chayim b'yom lakchay. The lechem aponim stayed warm all week. This is learned from the pasuk losam lechem chayim b'yom lakchay. To put hot bread on the day it was taken away. There were also two nisim that took place in Yerushalayim. B'lehizig nachash va'akar b'Yerushalayim me'olam. No one was ever hurt by a snake or scorpion in Yerushalayim. No one ever said there was insufficient room or board to stay the night in Yerushalayim. The Gemara mentions other nisim that occurred. Malkim Aron Einim in Amida. Kruvim Benes Hayoimnin. The Aron and the Kruvim bodies, which Shlomo HaMelech created and stood on either side of the Aron, did not take up any space in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. However, this is not on the list of 10. Because Nisi de Broi Kachashiv, Nisi de Gavoy Le Kachashiv. The Mishnah lists only Nisim that were outside in the Azara for all to see, but does not list Nisim that were inside the Heichel, where only the Kahanim could see them. Although the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim is also inside the Heichel, it is considered a Nes that all could see, because Rish Lakish taught that every Yom Tov, Shemagbiya Noisle Lo'il Regalim Vo'im Lehem, Ru'uchi Baschim Lefne HaMachim, Shesilkul Kisidurai. The Kohen would lift up the Shulchan to show all the Jews who came to Yerushalayim how much Hashem loves them because the bread stayed warm all week. The Gemara continues to wonder if the list is complete. Rav Oishi described a nest that occurred during the reign of Shlomo HaMelech King Solomon. He planted fruit trees made of gold that would produce golden fruit like actual fruit in their season. When the wind blew, the golden fruits would fall. When the non-Jews entered the Heichel, the trees dried up. And in the future, Hashem will restore these golden trees. However, the Gemara concludes, Nisi de Kavi like a Hashem. This nest is not counted on the list because it was constant. This could also be the reason why the Nisim of the Aron and the Keruvim are not on the list because they were also constant. The list mentions only recurring Nisim. The Gemara next elaborates about the fire on the Mizbeach. Since Ashan HaMarocha was mentioned from the Pasuk, V'nasnu b'nei Aharon HaKoyin Eish HaMizbeach, we learn that Ava Pisha Ishi read this min Hashemayim mitzvah lehevi min ahedit. Even though fire descended from heaven, it is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bring wood and create regular fire in the Mizbeach. The Brisa teaches, Chamish dvarim nemru be'esh shal maracha, revu tzakari, it was in the shape of a crouching lion, uvar kachama, it was pure like the sun, v'yesh b'mamish, its flame was solid, v'cheles lachen kiyevashin, it consumed moist material, as easily as dry ones, ve'ena malashan, it did not give off smoke. Therefore, we must say that the Ashan HaMarocha was b'dehadyit, from the earthly fire. The Gemara cites another teaching where it seems that there was no fire from heaven during the second Beis HaMikdash. Chamesh dvarim shehayu bein mikdash rishon lemikdash sheni ve'elohein. The following five things were missing during the second Beis HaMikdash. Aron, the kapiris u'kruvim, the Aron, its cover and the kruvim. Eish, the fire from heaven, Ushchina, the divine presence, V'ruach HaKodesh, prophecy, V'Urim Ritumim, the ability to interpret the Urim Ritumim. The Gemara answers, in. Mehava Hava, Siyu Le'Misayeya. There actually was fire from heaven during the second Beis HaMikdash. However, whereas during the Mikdash Rishon, Siyum Misayeya, the Kabbanis were mostly consumed by the Eshim and the Shemayim, during the Mikdash Sheni, Siyu Lemisayeya, they were not consumed by the Eshim and the Shemayim, but by the Eshim and the Hedid. Also, during the Mikdash Rishon, the fire was Revutza Kari, in the shape of a crouching lion. And during the Mikdash Sheni, the fire was Revutza Kekelev, in the shape of a crouching dog. The Gemara clarifies another one of the Nisim mentioned. Vashan Hamarocha, the smoke from the Mizbech was never diverted from its straight column by any wind. However, Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says that at the end of Sukkot, everyone was watching the column of smoke to see in which direction it moved, which indicated whether there would be a dry or wet season. The Gemara answers, "De'azl va'asi kedikli, va'avduri le'havim mevader." The smoke would indeed sway like palm trees, but it did not disperse. Hanulach Shivas Yamim, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak Shivas Yamim of Masechtas Yuma, and we'll begin the second parak Brishayna in the next shir, Be'ez Hashem.